Wake up! Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. You are now listening to UMES 30. I am your host, Dr. Joshua K. Wright. I realize that you could be anywhere in the world right now, but you're here listening to me, and I sincerely appreciate that. UMES 30 is a new talk show airing on Sunday mornings. I will bring you lively, thought-provoking discussion on a variety of topics. Each show will feature an extended conversation with a guest. While many of these individuals will come from the University of Maryland Eastern Shore and the local community, I will also feature several guests from around the country. Please note that the views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of 91.3 WESM or the University of Maryland Eastern Shore. During my first year teaching at UMES, I had a 22-year-old student who had never traveled beyond the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. It was not due to a lack of financial means. The student candidly said that he did not see any point in leaving the Eastern Shore. In actuality, he was afraid to leave his comfort zone in Princess Anne. There may be some listeners today who could relate to this feeling. When I was a kid, my parents and grandparents took me somewhere nearly every summer, but our travel was confined to the United States. The world is much smaller today. Traveling abroad has become a rite of passage for many Americans. I still remember my first trip outside of the country and the excitement that I felt to receive those stamps on my passport. On the first day of my world history class, I talked to my students about the importance of being a global citizen. The growing interconnectedness among people, countries, and economies means that there is a global dimension to who we are. The most positive way of responding to this is by pursuing a path of global citizenship. Global citizens see themselves as part of an emerging world community, are committed to helping build this community's values and practices. Today's show is dedicated to the topic of global citizenship and traveling abroad. We have a very, very diverse lineup of many guests, beginning with Dr. Lumbuso Koza, the Interim Associate Vice President for Academic Affairs at UMES. Dr. Koza, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. I'm glad to be here.
You wear many hats at UMES, one of which is overseeing international education. Most people probably don't realize how diverse and how international UMES student body is. Can you take just a minute to talk about that? What countries are these students coming from, and how are they being recruited here at UMES?
Well, thank you, Dr. Wright. We have students from practically each corner of the globe. We have one student from Nepal. We have students from Australia, Nigeria, Kenya, Estonia. The list goes on. And it's a wonderful representation of having a mini globe on this campus. The recruiting is done through admissions office. We also have an athletics unit that also has students from different parts of the world, especially the Caribbean, East Africa, and Europe.
Do you find that the international students have a difficult time adjusting to life on campus and also life in Princess Anne?
I think initially, as with anybody moving to a new place, it's always challenging. However, I find that for a student to even leave their own part of the world to come all the way to the U.S. to study is a big jump. And within a week or two, usually they learn quickly and adjust. And as I say, there are daily challenges with life, but I find that they do, for the most part, settle in and adjust comfortably.
How many American-born UMES students do you have traveling abroad to complete programs?
Since fall 2015, we've had about 15 students go abroad. Those are domestic students. We also have an alternative winter break program that goes to the Dominican Republic, and we've had about 35 students, including one international student.
And joining Dr. Koza, we have a host of students today. So we're going to start by speaking with Mr. Keith Gardner, who is a senior marketing major, and also Ms. Allison McCullough. And Allison is a junior major in kinesiology and a minor in Spanish. All right. So, Allison, let me actually start with you. Allison, you've been traveling since you were in high school. And while you've been here at UMES, you've completed trips to Spain. I believe you said you were doing an alternative winter break in the Dominican Republic as well. So just talk a little bit about, you know, how you got into study abroad.
Well, thank you for having me here, Dr. Wright. And I think it all started in high school, actually. My Spanish teacher took me on a trip to Costa Rica, and it was a Spanish immersion type trip. And I knew then that I wanted to go to more Spanish-speaking countries, which when I got to UMES and got into the honors program and learned about the Dominican Republic trip, I went on that trip. Mm-hmm. And then I took it again. And then I got the opportunity to actually study abroad for a whole summer in Spain. Mm-hmm. So it kind of was a domino effect.
Okay. Describe that experience, being there for an entire summer and having to adjust to a new country, a new culture.
It was definitely interesting because not only did I stay there, but I also went to Morocco while I was there, and I went to Hungary. It was amazing seeing the different cultures. I lived with a host mother who spoke only Spanish, so it really, that was the main goal of the trip, was to improve my Spanish. So that definitely happened. My Spanish definitely improved. And just to see all the different cultures and all the different people, it wasn't really a big adjustment. I'm really open to difference, so I believe that I have an open mind, so I didn't really have a struggle.
Okay. So I know you said you've become pretty fluent in Spanish?
Yes.
Okay, so tell us, say something in Spanish.
Yo hablo español un poquito, pero yo necesito practicar más.
Okay.
I just said I speak Spanish a little bit, but I still need practice.
Okay. That was good, though. That's really good. All right. And then we have Keith as well. Keith, you want to jump in? So Keith, as I said, is a business marketing major. He is a senior here at UMES. So Keith, tell us about your experience abroad.
So my experience was pretty immersive, I would say. I joined a part of about 13 different people studying from Washington State, Virginia, and then UMES myself. I was stationed at the CIE Global Institute in Russell Square in London. So I would say it was like the bustling, you know, town, city square of London. And I got to experience the fast-paced lifestyle similar to, I would say, New York City or a big city. They are very more reserved people, I would say, but I still was able to communicate and, you know, go about my daily lifestyle.
So in terms of your career plans, what are you thinking about doing after you graduate?
So I plan to do something that involves marketing and advertising. I would love to be a campaign advisor or a campaign manager for a brand where I would, you know, travel to these different sites and companies and help them get their company back on the market and just gain more exposure, et cetera.
Yes. Okay. So how do you see your study abroad helping you from a career perspective?
From a career perspective, I believe the study abroad allowed me to be able to anticipate people in a different market, one. So being able to, you know, travel internationally and just seeing how people engage and how people communicate business-wise, how people dress, how just a different culture, and just being able to assimilate myself in a different culture kind of puts you in shoes where you just have to, you know, think differently and kind of think of how to approach things and innovate. And so in terms of marketing, I'll be able to innovate and think on my shoes more and just how to basically get the company out there in different ways that differentiate themselves from other companies.
Very good. Allison, I want to come back to you. So, you know, we talk a lot about millennials, and we constantly hear people say, well, millennials aren't as political as they should be. And I know that's been changing in recent years, but you still have that myth out there that millennials aren't as connected, they aren't as self-aware or conscientious about things happening, not just in the world around them, but in the larger world, right? So from your time overseas, how has that reshaped your worldview?
Well, I actually have one really good example, and I always thought of myself as really an aware person, but I remember when I was in Morocco and I was on FaceTime with my parents and my sister, and I was telling them the things that I was seeing, and my mom kind of freaked out, And she was just scared for me because the things I was describing were things that were portrayed negatively here in America and in movies and stuff. And I had to kind of teach them about their culture, like the stuff that they wear and the stuff that they do, their religion. It's not a bad thing. And I think the media and propaganda and stuff like that here really has a negative effect on the way we look at other cultures, and to actually be in the culture and see what they're about. They're amazing people. So it was nice to kind of like change their mindset, because like I said, I like to see myself having an open mind, but to kind of open up the minds of the people back in my community.
Right, right. That's excellent. That's a good thing. Thank you so much for doing that. Our next guest is Mr. Taquan Cave. And Mr. Cave is a senior history major from Maryland. How you doing, Taquan?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, good to see you today. So, Taquan, tell us about your travels abroad.
So I studied in London. Excuse me. I studied in London with CIEE. This was back in the summer 2017 semester.
Tell us what CIEE is.
CIEE is an it's a study abroad organization based in Maine.
Okay. And
they'll pretty much take you anywhere, like regardless of the continent. They can set you up with a host family, or you could be put into student accommodation, hotel, or style of living, whichever is your preferred choice. I've learned a lot of things about London and my time there. Just to point out from what Keith said, it's a pretty cosmopolitan city, pretty fast paced, very diverse, and the people are pretty reserved, but are also pretty quirky as well, especially when you get to know them. And it was just a lot of good things that I've had to experience while I was there. And the class that I took was international business management. Even though I'm a history major, I do like the world of business. So I like to learn about it from, you know, an international perspective or a British perspective. And, you know, what better way than the financial capital of the world?
Right. And Taquan, you have a really interesting story. There was something that happened while you were overseas. Mm-hmm. Talk about that.
During my time overseas in London, what occurred at the time was a terrorist attack, and this particular terrorist attack pretty much made international news. It took place on the London Bridge, Westminster Palace, where Big Ben is. It involved the use of terrorists hijacking vehicles, vans, mowing down pedestrians, and the incident went from the bridge all the way into the Borough Market. And I was at the Borough Market at least a few days prior, as well as some of my fellow study abroad classmates. And the incident pretty much took place at least 12 minutes from where I stayed at.
So, I mean, that's a really terrifying experience to have to live through.
Mm-hmm.
So I know a lot of people, you tell them about things happening like that and they'll say, well, hey, I'll never go overseas again.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, How did that change you at all? Like, does that make you less inclined to want to travel outside of the country?
It actually hasn't really mired my desire to travel. I mean, it does make me cautious. But being from Prince George's County, just outside of Washington D.C., terrorist threats are pretty much a commonality every once in a while, especially in this post 9/11 world. Over there, terrorist attacks are a little more frequent. But also at the same time, I wouldn't have that prevent you from being out there, seeing what the world offers, seeing what you can get yourself into. And, you know, you only have one life to live. You can't spend it all living in fear.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to You and Me at 30. Today we are talking about study abroad programs. We're talking about the importance of being a global citizen. We're being joined by several members of the UMES family who are involved in international studies. We have another student who has not had a chance to speak yet, so we're going to let him get on the mic. I see he has on his Greek letters today. Okay. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Introduce yourself to the audience.
My name is Vernaj Pinder. I'm a senior here at the University of Maryland Eastern Shore, a part of the Hospitality and Tourism Management Program.
And where are you from?
I am from Nassau, Bahamas.
Oh, wow. Okay. So are you one of our international students, or were you already living in the U.S. before you came to UMES?
I am one of your international students.
Oh, excellent. 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 Okay. So what brought you here to UMES?
Wow, that's a really nice story. So back in 2015, my high school team and I, it was me and three other students, we competed in a hospitality management program competition in Orlando, Florida, and we won the competition. We placed first, and the winners got over $57,000 in scholarships to come to various reputable hospitality institutions in America. So Dr. Boger, who is the chairman of the hospitality program, he was there, and I got to talking to him, and he told me about the great experience that I would have if I came here to UMES and was a part of the program. So I was like, why not?
Okay. Okay. Excellent. 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 So you're going to be doing a trip soon to Italy? Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Okay. I am.
So when are you going to Italy?
March, over March for spring break.
Okay. All right. And you'll be there for how long?
I think 10 days.
About 10 days. Okay. So what do you plan on doing while you're out there?
Well, besides outside of the program, I know we'll be helping the students at a high school build a lot of things, and the trip will be focused around art, but also like helping the high school. But outside of that, for me, every time I travel to a different place, it's all about trying to immerse myself in the culture and try to better understand them. And because I'm a hospitality student, I feel like it's a good thing to understand different cultures so that when in the future I do open up hotels or restaurants, those are things that I can add to it. I know what not to do. I know what to do. So,
and it's the goal to open up hotels and restaurants all around the world?
Yeah, my aspiration is to be a hotel and restaurant owner of my own franchise.
Wow, excellent, excellent, excellent. So one of our students was going to be joining us. I don't think that she's going to be making it, but Dr. Kosa, perhaps you could answer this question on her behalf. So I know that she's done some research looking into minorities doing study abroad programs, right? And in her research, she found that minorities tend to, you know, get involved in study abroad, you know, much lower numbers compared to their counterparts. Can you speak to that question, to that a little bit in terms of like, you know, what's the reason why we have less students? And, you know, I'll say, you know, a lot of our students who join us today are, you know, students of color. So can you speak to the reason as to why we don't have as many Black students going into these programs?
Well, thank you, Dr. Wright. That's a great question. We do have reports. There's an organization that does a report called Open Doors, and what they do is collect data annually on study abroad. And one of the startling facts is that less than 5% of African American university college students go abroad. And some of those some of the factors that impact, that cause this low number, has to do with access. A lot of the times, students would be all students are affected by lack of resources. However, for our African-American students and minority students, a lot of the times it is financial. And one wonderful thing, two of our students, Keith and Taquan, talked about CIEE, the Council of International Education Exchange. They actually partnered with UMES this year, and one of the great activities we had was, other than Keith and Amir going to London and some faculty going to Dominican Republic, was to have a passport caravan. And one of the hurdles, of course, is getting a passport to travel abroad, and we managed to give away, in partnership with CIEE, 62 passports a few months ago. And one of the students that I met yesterday who's going to Dominican Republic was a recipient of one of those passports. So I think that's a wonderful thing. So we look forward to having 61 more students go abroad next year.
Right. And just to kind of follow up on that question. So let's say we have a student who's going to be coming to campus. Maybe they're a freshman now, or maybe they'll be a freshman next year.
Yes.
What steps would they need to take if they know that they want to get involved and study abroad?
So what we do as a Center for International Education is usually have a table at least once a week in the Student Services Center, and we have one of our study abroad students who's traveled before to host that table. And we also have the center here on campus where students can come and get advised, get information of what they need to do to go abroad. And the first step, obviously, is where would you like to go? Why do you want to go, and how will this help you? And then we help the process with, you know, sending them to financial aid, and of course meeting with the academic advisor to ensure that their coursework will transfer back to UMES. So these are the things that we help facilitate for our students to go abroad. And then of course we provide scholarship information, anything else related to their going abroad.
So before we wrap up, I want to talk to each of the students one final time. Keith, we'll start with you. I'm going to ask everybody the same question. Okay, so Keith, why do you believe it's important that we view ourselves as global citizens?
I think the idea of global citizens, you see the world not only as your market, but you see the world as you care for the world. You develop a sense of care for the world. So you're not just, you're seeing yourself as a small piece of a bigger picture. And so I think by traveling and studying abroad, now I'm more conscious of my thoughts, more conscious of the stereotypes that I create, and more conscious of just how I act and how my actions, what reactions they have.
Same question, Taquan.
It's like that old saying, the world is your oyster. Basically the whole world is at your feet. It's at your it's at your leisure to like explore, push boundaries, see what's there out for you, get to try out different experiences as well that will not only better yourself as a person, but also potentially better your community or the environment around you. Basically molding yourself into a new person or to a whole, and adopting a whole new mentality to, better adapt to what's going on, what's going on around you and also in your future as well.
Bernard?
I think kind of what Keith said earlier about it creating stereotypes for us. So I'm from a international country, so when I came here, I talked to some of my friends in my program, and they had specific stereotypes about my country. And it was like, wow, you've never been there, but you actually think that. So I think that traveling abroad, it kind of opens people's minds. And it's like, well, if I continue to listen to people, or I continue to believe the stereotypes that people place in my mind, then I'll never know, or I'll never be able to learn and grow as an individual. So I think traveling abroad kind of opens your world to the different things that we have around us.
So I began today's show by talking about a former student who had never left Princess Anne, or never, at least had never traveled beyond the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. Dr. Koza, I'm going to give you the final question. What would you say to listeners today who may be in that same boat, who are afraid to get out and leave their comfort zones and explore the larger world around them, not just here in the U.S., but overseas?
That's a great question, Dr. Wright. I think it's important to take baby steps, because you never know where you'll end up. I mean, we have an international student right here from the lovely island of Nassau, Bahamas, and he didn't know where he didn't know he would end up here, and being here has enabled him to go to places he might not have thought of going to, Dominican Republic and Italy. Likewise with Taquan, Keith, Allison, and our other students. I would say it's very key to take baby steps. You can watch all the travel shows you like on television, but there's nothing more than being at that actual place. We have two borders with Canada and Mexico. That's a start. So taking those baby steps, talking with other individuals, coming to UMES, coming to the Center for International Education, participating in our International Education Week activities, I think promotes that a lot. And just meeting this wonderful group of students that I'm so proud of, who are taking UMES abroad, what do we say, Hawks abroad, taking to the next level, because now, They may never go anywhere else, but the fact that they went abroad while at UMES will give them a leg up with their careers. It will just open so many doors for them.
Okay. Well, again, Dr. Kosa, and to all the students who are with us today, Keith, Taquan, Bernard, Allison, thank you guys all so very much for joining me. And, you know, just continue all the good work that you are doing. And I wish you all much success in the future here at UMES and afterwards and whatever you choose to do with your careers moving forward. So we end each show with a segment called Parting Shots. Here's when I give my thoughts on something happening in the news, pop culture, or life in general that has piqued my interest. In 2008, like many of you listening, I was glued to the television for 2 weeks watching the Summer Olympics. The highlights at the 2008 Olympics included Michael Phelps' record-breaking performances in the swimming pool, Jamaican sprinter Usain Bolt's coming-out party on the track, and the NBA's Redeem Team led by Kobe Bryant and LeBron James. Those Olympics took place in Beijing, China, and were a huge deal because this was China's first time opening itself up to the public since the end of the Cold War. As a result of the Olympics, China has been at the top of my list of places to visit ever since. If you could travel anywhere in the world for free, that's very important, for free, where would you go? Think about it. And that's our show for the week. Thanks again to our guest. We do this every Sunday at 10:30 a.m. If you like the show, please tell your friends about it. Like us on Facebook and social media. A special shout out, as always, to Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv. Have a blessed day.
If you would like to hear this or previous episodes of UMES 30, go to our website, wesm913.org. Access the news drop-down menu and click Education.